And we're back here on the big hullabaloo on this very cold Wednesday morning, 2019, November the 13th, 11 coming up on 12 minutes past the hour. Now, we have got a jam-packed hour this hour. We might do some trivia and some other things, but I do want to open up the phone lines because if you have any questions or comments about what happened in hour number one, because we spent a lot of time there talking about Sean and about a lot of other things, give me a call. We always are interested to hear what you have to say. 740-383-9944. Do you enjoy this type of radio? Do you not enjoy this type of radio? What would you rather hear? What do you think? You know, those type of things. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are currently open. Don't forget Charlie Evers today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:15 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, this is the important thing I want to remember to do this hour. Quickly, I'm going to give you the news report again here. State Route 423 is currently closed just south of Summerlot Hoffman Road in Marion County due to a non-injury crash causing utility lines to fall on the roadway. So that's important to know. And just to do our temperature check here really quick, it is currently 13 degrees here in Marion, which means it feels like 117 below. The wind chill. You know, you always got to keep an eye on those wind chills. And don't forget, we're going to get out the antique telephone this hour, too. So that's something to talk about. Now, we've got to talk about this, and I was so shocked yesterday to hear about this. And you listen to the stations, and so I guess what I'm saying is it's hard to talk about this because I think of this like a radio family. We get together. I know there are a group of devoted listeners who never turn the radio off, and we appreciate that more than anything. And the people who participate and call in, we're so happy to have them doing that day after day after day. And it does become a little bit of a family here, not only the people who are here at the station doing shows, but the people who listen to the shows on the radio. And there has been a lady with us on the telephone for quite a while, and she was an avid caller. She called Charlie's show more than she called this show, but she did call this show quite a bit, and just a very good lady. And her name was Ruth Haas, and I'm sure you remember hearing her name because we knew her by name because she did call so often, and we loved when she would call because she had a very good instinct of how old Marion was. She knew about things. She had lived here, I think, probably all her life. She knew about what was going on downtown years ago in Crystal Lake and all those things, and she was always a good reference point, and she always knew certain things. Just a great lady, and she had a distinct voice because she called in on a landline telephone, and she had a very distinct voice. And if any of you know Ruth, which if you listen to this show often, you will know what Ruth sounds like because her voice was very distinct. You could not confuse it with any other person's voice, and it was a great, great voice. Great, strong, powerful, unique voice. And I know that she called in last week. I don't remember if it was Thursday or Friday, because I know she called into this show one day when we were doing the trivia about the cereals, so on and so forth. And I know she called into Charlie's show last week because I remember her calling in. I don't remember if it was Thursday or Friday, though. I can't remember. I think it was Friday. So yesterday I was shocked. I got an email, as this is how we get these things, that Ruth had passed away at the age of 83. And I could not believe it. You know, I know that happens, and I know that's the way it goes. And that's how we get obituaries here that we put on our obituary report. We put them on Adam does a great job putting them on the air. And I was just shocked yesterday afternoon when I learned that Ruth Haas, one of our devoted, longtime listeners, a lady who called in, who had the radio on all hours of the night. I remember her coming into the studio one time to pick up a prize she'd won, and she told me that she kept the radio on all night long, and that's how she would hear things that she had missed during the day. And I remember one time she won one of our contests. I think it was for a Walmart gift card or something. And she did not realize that she had won it when we had announced it, but she heard it in the repeat. And I remember when she came to the studio to pick up the prize that, you know, she talked about listening overnight. And this also was the woman who got me interested in fruitcake, because, as you know, I complain constantly about fruitcake. And I believe it was 2 years ago, Ruth baked a different type of a fruitcake and brought it in, and on Christmas Eve, I ate that fruitcake and found out it's the only fruitcake I liked. So for a long time, I would say, you know, I love Ruth Haas's fruitcake. And it was absolutely true. And she would call in and she would kind of laugh about that. I wanted to find her voice, because I know we tape everything here at the station, and I know her voice exists on so many tapes of Charlie's show and my show. I was trying to find her voice because she did have a very unique voice. I haven't found it yet, but I'm going to try to get that done before the end of the week, because it would be great to hear her voice one more time, because she did have such a distinct voice. But she was a very kind woman. She was very nice. She was very unique. And I would see her in the grocery store, and she was always polite, always up, always active. And we're going to miss her. We're going to miss Ruth Haas and her voice and her calls. And because I believe she called in last week to talk about the Trinity Baptist Church. The Prospect. I believe she attended the Prospect Church, Prospect United Methodist Church. And that we were talking about the free dinner here with Trinity Baptist. And I believe she called in to talk about the free dinners that they do at Prospect United Methodist, which I think is a Methodist church. I wish I could remember that off the top of my head. But it said in the obituary that she had a brief illness. We didn't know. You know, she was just one of our radio family. So I thought what I would do, because we have had people call in since its obituary went up yesterday. I was shocked. Does anybody remember Mrs. Haas, remember her voice, and want to say something? I don't know if any of her family members are out there listening. I don't know if any of her friends are out there listening. I know she was a big proponent of the station. I don't know if she told people to listen, or I just don't know. All I know is that she was a very kind woman, and I will miss hearing that voice, because every time you heard that voice, you knew exactly who it was. And she was clear, and she just had a frame of reference about Marion that was really something. And I had no idea that she was ill. So I'm very sorry to hear that Ruth Haas passed away on Monday at the age of 83, but certainly a good life lived. But if you'd like to call in and say anything, 740-383-9944. And I'm sure a lot of people out there probably recognize her just by her voice. And that's why I want to get a clip of her voice. And I think she did call in late last week. I think she called in on Charlie's show just on Friday. So I'm not sure what happened. If anybody knows anything, you know, let us know. We would like to know. And we appreciate all the years and all the hours and all the calls and how devoted she was. So, Ruth, we miss you. We'll miss you. We thank you for listening. And I'm sure wherever you are today, which I'm sure is a good place, you're listening. And we'll miss it. Ruth Haas, going at the age of 83, one of our longtime listeners. And we do stuff like this around here because... And if any of you know Ruth Haas's family, please give our condolences, because she was a big part of this station, as is everybody who calls in, everybody who contributes. Whether we agree or disagree or laugh or have fun or you like or dislike what we're doing, we do care. We really do care, and we really do appreciate when you call in and do all the things you do. So if anybody knows anything, if anybody would like to say anything, we'll leave the phone lines open here for a few minutes. 9944. Now, I do want to... Now, by the way, what did you think of that last hour? Want to bring this up again. With Sean not being very positive about my movie career, of which I'm going to leave broadcasting and go to. I mean, this is how I see it happening. I mean, it's going to happen next week. So somebody will take over this seat next week, and they'll be sitting here every morning, and I will be off to Hollywood with Tom Holland, who I don't know, in a movie that I don't know, written by a person that I don't know. But I think it'll be fun. Do you think? 740-383-9944. I'm trying to give you a little bit of time to call in because I'm going to go to this telephone. And as I said in hour number one, here's what we're going to do. About 6 months ago, somebody purchased this telephone, which I believe was either owned by Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Edison, Christopher Columbus. There's some significant reason why this telephone was spared. It is an old peach push... See, you hear it there. An old peach push-button bell phone. Now, this has never been plugged in. Never. So, I'm going to unplug our... No other radio host would do this. I'm going... Maybe Charlie would, but, you know... Charlie's the best. I'm going to unplug our digital telephone here with caller ID, and I'm going to plug in for the first time this antique telephone, and we're going to see if this thing works. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Now, here is the number one problem with this whole deal we're about to do. I don't know if this phone works. I don't know if it'll ring. I don't know if we can call out, and I could not find a phone book. So, Sean was right, there is no phone book in the office. Well, he's half right. There is a phone book, but it's just a business phone book. There are no local numbers, no local directory for me to call. So, here's what I'm going to do. Now, get ready. I'm going to plug this phone in. Now, brace yourself, because I could be pulling out all the plugs here at the station, and I could totally knock us off the air here. All right. The old phone is unplugged. The digital phone is unplugged. And now I'm looking how to plug in this antique telephone. All right, let's see here. All right, it's plugged. Did you hear that? Let's hear that again. Listen closely. All right. The old antique telephone is now plugged in. The old phone's gone. The old antique is plugged in. Now, I've got it on tone because pulse is not good. It's got that on there. And I have the speaker, the loudness, turned all the way up. Now, I do not have a caller ID right now. I have no caller ID because this phone was invented before caller ID was invented. As I told you, old telephone. So, if you call now... We're going to find out if this phone works. This thing is hooked up and ready to go. This is like the bomb squad right now. We've got this telephone ready to go, this old antique telephone. So call, and you will hear it ring if it works. 740-383-9944. You will be like the first person on the moon right now if you call this station, because we have got the antique telephone plugged in right now. The old digital is unplugged. We've got the antique plugged in. So, if you dial the digits right now, we will see if this telephone works. 740-383-9944. Whoa! Oh my gosh! Sheesh! Whoa! All right. Hello!
Hello!
Oh my gosh, I think it works!
It does work. Ring in, get on my phone.
Did you hear that phone? My goodness, it's a loud phone.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, hey, I thank you. Are you enjoying the show this morning?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you for testing it out.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Man, did you hear that thing? Oh, my God. About had a heart attack there. Is that how these phones used to do? Give people heart attacks, mass heart attacks. Okay, now here's a problem I just realized. We know it rings now. So we know this old phone rings. We know that Christopher Columbus and Thomas Jefferson did not break the phone. But I don't know if it works as far as, can you hear me? Can I hear you? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Somebody else call me right now, 740-383-9944. Now, you will not hear your voice on the air because I'm not going to take the phone call on the air. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the receiver. Now, this receiver's got a cord on it, so I can only go so far. It's an old-fashioned telephone here. You call me right now. You make this phone ring. And when it rings, like a fire alarm going off, which is what it did before, I'm going to pick up the receiver, and I'm going to say hello, and you tell me if you can hear. Oh, my gosh, it's... Boys, there's another fire down at the firehouse. All right, here. Now, remember, I'm not going to put it on the air. I'm just going to pick it up. I got to remove my earphone. WWGH Radio. All right, can you hear me okay? Perfect. And you can, and I can hear you pretty good. Now, who is this again? Oh, Greg, how you doing? Doing well. How's your dad doing? Oh, glad. Charlie Evers talks about him an awful lot. Well, hey, I did not know you were out there listening. I'm so glad you are. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Now, nobody heard that phone call because I took it off the air. But that was Greg Sens of Sens, Cervex Center and all the great business. But that family, Charlie and Greg and Pat, the whole bunch, and Mrs. Sens, who I used to see in the grocery store all the time. What a terrific family they are. I'm so glad he called. So now everything on this antique phone works. This is an antique phone that is fully operational. I'm going to send this thing to the Smithsonian. It rings. I can pick up the receiver. People can hear me. I can hear them. This is a whole deal now. I mean, we're making radio history here this morning. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to do now that I know everything's working. I don't have a phone book. So, I'm going to find somebody here in Marion. I got to find their phone number. I'd have you call in and give me a phone number to call, because I want to call somebody who maybe is not listening right now. I'd have you call in and give me a number, but I don't want you to give somebody's number over the airwaves. So there's no good way to do this. Okay, I'll tell you this. Here's what we'll do. Since I can take the phone call off the air, is there somebody who you know is not listening that you would like me to call? Now, all you got to do right now is call in and give me their telephone number. And what I'll do, I won't take the call on the air. I'll write down the telephone number here on a pencil, on a pad with a pencil, and then I will call that person up. So if you want me to call this person right now, you call me, 740-383-9944. I'm not going to take the call on the air, so their phone number will not go over the airwave. And I'm going to write their phone number down, and I'm going to write their name down, and then I'm going to hang up with you, and then I'm going to call them on the air and ask them what they think about the weather, because we've had this day with the awful snow, and we've had this day today with the record-breaking sub-zero temperatures. So what you do is think of somebody, you know, maybe a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, a parent, whoever. Just call in right now, 740-383-9944. I will take the phone call off the air, and then we will call. And all we're going to do is ask them about the weather. That's all we're going to do. But I don't want their phone number going over the airwaves. I would just flip through a phone book if there was such a thing. If I had a phone book, I would flip through it right now. But clearly, I have no phone book. So I can't do this. So I don't know how to get somebody's phone number because I want to call somebody who is unsuspecting. So if you can think of somebody you want me to call, do it right. Apparently nobody. See, they don't want to bother their friends and family. But I promise you, I'll be very polite. All I'm going to do is ask them if, or I'm just going to ask them about the weather. That's all. What do you think of the weather here in Marion? That's it. And I'm going to ask them if they want to go on the air. I'm not going to put them straight up on the air. If they don't want to go on the air, we're not going to put them on the air. We're not here to humiliate people. We're not here to make people feel uncomfortable. You know, I'm just your radio friend for about another week until I hit the movies. So does anybody have a number? Does anybody have somebody they'd like me to call? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and this antique telephone will go off like a fire alarm again, and we will take that phone number off the air, and then we will see what needs to be done. How can I get a phone number? Oh, Jesus. With no telephone, it's very hard, or no telephone book, it's very hard just to get somebody's phone number. Let's see. Let's see if I can get a phone number here somehow. Okay, just talk amongst yourselves for a few minutes here. Let's see. Marion, Ohio, phone numbers. Let's see. And remember, we're not going to put the person up on the air. We're going to ask them first. We're going to tell them who we are. We're going to tell them what we're doing. Okay, let's see here. Where can we find a phone number? Where can we find... I wish I had a phone book. If anybody has a phone book, by the way, tell the phone company. Do we still have phone books? 740-383-9944. Is there still such a thing as phone books? If you have a phone book, here's what you... Leaf through your phone book and just randomly pick out a name and call me and give me the phone number, which I will take off the air, and then I will call this person on the air. All right. Let's see here. We're trying to find a phone number. See, some things used to be easier. When we had phone books, this would not have been a difficult thing to do. But now that we don't have phone books, now everything's difficult. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what we can find out. All right. Do we have... Oh, my gosh. Do we have a phone book? Do we have a phone number? Do we have anything... Let's see here. Because you never know. People might not want to be on the air, and we don't want to put them on the air if they don't want to be on the air. We don't need that kind of trouble here. Is anybody enjoying the show this morning, by the way? It's a little offbeat this morning, but, you know, you got to be offbeat every so often. Yeah, and again, call at any time because it's quite possible that you will put me into some kind of cardiac arrest. Because this phone rings so loud, and it's sitting right in front of my face, that when this thing goes off, really, it's like firefighters being called to the fire pole. It is loud, it is ready to go, it is something. So, 740-383-9944. All right, let's see. Whoa! There we go again. Fire alarm, boys. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I've got a phone number for you.
Oh, okay, hold on just one second. Okay. Stay on the line. I'm going to take it off the air so okay. We don't put the phone number on the air. All right, let's see here. Okay, we're going to take this number. Okay, currently we are off the air. What is the number? Right? Uh-huh. All right, and who is this? All right. If she will leave a message. All right. Well, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Here we go. We've got a net. We've got a number. We've got a name now. Now, remember, we're just going to call, and we're going to... Oh, I'm getting a message here. Okay. No, see, just hold on. There's something I'm supposed to talk about today. We've got 25 minutes left. Just give me a second. I'll get to it. All right, we have got a name submitted now. Now remember, I'm going to take this phone call off the air, and then if they say we can put them on the air, we're going to put them on the air. Now we're call. I will say it's her name is Polly. I'll give you that much. We're calling Polly. All right, there we go. I have picked up the telephone. All right, stay with us here. Da da da. Let's see. How do you work an old push button phone? Okay, All right, there's a number, there's a number, there's a number. All right, we're getting numbers now. I tell you what, this is like coal in the furnace. All right, here we go. All right, the number has been... Okay, it's a ringback tone. Yes, is this Polly? Hey, Polly, this is Scott Spears over at WWGH Radio. How are you? Hey, do you ever listen to the show? You do. Well, I tell you what. Here's the thing. We had a. Can you hear me? Okay, by the way. Yeah, I can. Well, I see this this morning. I'm on an antique telephone. Oh yes, I'm on a Bell telephones telephone that was possibly used by Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, can you believe this? It's unbelievable. Now, right now, I'm on the air, but you're not. I'm calling you on the receiver, but I'm on the air. So what I want to do, your name was submitted this morning, and I want to get the okay to put you on the air to just talk with you for just a moment. No, you can leave the radio up. I hope you turn it on afterwards. Yeah, okay. So we have your permission to put you on the air. And she did. So I'm going to now just hang the line here. There's going to be a few clicks and then you'll be on the air. Okay, here we go. All right, folks. Now, let's hope we don't disconnect Polly here. I don't think we did. All right, now we're going to the air.
Okay.
Oh, Polly. Wow. Oh my gosh, it worked. I can't believe it.
Amazing.
You're on the air. Now, Polly, you have listened to this show in the past, correct?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
What do you think of the show?
Well, it's one of the few places in Marion we can get actual Marion news anymore. Well, and I love your personal interviews with a lot of people that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. And see, what happened this morning was the tank was empty. So what we decided was we got an 1874 Bell South telephone, you know, one of the old deals with the phone cord and the push button and all that sort of thing. And
mm-hmm.
And it works. I mean, you heard me on the phone. Can you believe the reception on that thing still works?
It is amazing. Maybe they made things better back then.
Maybe they did. It's held up very well. But Polly, the reason we're calling this morning is because we've had these 2 days in November of record-breaking cold and record-breaking snow accumulation. You live here in Marion, right?
Yes, I do.
You do. So we just wanted to ask you, what do you make of this record-breaking weather? We've had 2 days in a row.
I am so happy that I'm retired and I'm not a mail carrier anymore and have to deal with this awful bitter cold, but I feel very sorry for anyone who has to, you know, work in it because it's difficult.
Now, when you were out delivering the mail, how did you stay warm on days like this?
Layers and layers and layers.
Oh.
And I think the hardest part was your fingertips and your toes. But as long as you kept moving and kept moving and kept moving, you know, that energy would help keep you warm.
Well, you know, I always have great respect for mail carriers because they work 6 days a week. They work out in the harshest conditions. They're out there every day, and the mail comes. The mail never stops. It's really a rough job, I would think.
It's actually more difficult than what people imagine, but, you know, it's a service, and I was glad to be a mail carrier for sure.
Now, Polly, this is I could not find a phone book anymore. Now, back when you were delivering the mail, they used to get like those 14-pound phone books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a little more rough back in those days, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I used to have a lot more delivery. Like, I remember delivering calendars for the schools, Social Medicare booklets that were much thicker. Delivering catalogs. Here's catalogs. Oh my gosh, you remember how thick those were? Oh my gosh.
The Sears catalog alone could give you a hernia.
What? Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh, I can't imagine carrying more than one of those things.
Well, it took us maybe a week or two longer to actually get them all delivered on our routes, because that's true. You could only deliver a couple on our swing because they were so heavy.
Oh. And in holiday time, you've got to deliver all those gifts.
Oh, but that's the fun part, too.
You know, I remember from childhood, I'll never forget this, it was during a week when Christmas was on a weekday, and on Christmas morning, a mail carrier knocked on the door and delivered a gift that, I don't know, it came in overnight or something, and I could not believe that. That sticks with me to this day.
Yes, we always had to take our share of the holidays, and even though some were disgruntled about it, it was always a really nice surprise for me to work a holiday, especially Christmas, because it was so unexpected.
Absolutely. Well, Polly, I can't thank you enough for playing along with us this morning and taking the call, and I hope you turn on the radio and enjoy the rest of your morning.
Well, I will. And thank you, Scott, and thank you, Mary Bickley.
Thanks, Polly.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm.
Polly Kilgore. Now, there you go. Now, see, that's how the game is played. That's how the game is played. Now, maybe we'll do it again here if we have a moment before the program is over, 43 minutes after the hour. But see, that was easy. You just give me a phone number. I'll call the person up. If they want to be on the air, we'll put them on the air. If they don't want to be on the air, we won't put them on the air. We're not here to shock people. We're your friendly talking place here in Marion. Now, here's something I want to talk about. All right. This is important. So get ready. Now, a subject that has come up on this station time and time and time again. We talk about this almost as much as we talk about apple butter. We talk about love. Now, Charlie and I have had conversations about love. When Brandy used to be here, we used to have conversations about love. Linda Sims and I have had conversations about this. Sean, Terry, we've all had conversations about the big L word. And if you've listened to the station for a long time, you know that my stance on this whole thing involving love has been, I think it's phony. I hate to say that. I'm not trying to be rude here. I think it's a little fake. I think it's hard to be in love. I think that especially nowadays with Instagram and texting and all that mess, I think online dating, I think it's even more difficult to be in natural, true love, a state of love. And this has always been my stance since the beginning of time, since this telephone was invented. Now, here's the most important thing I want to say. If you heard the Exchange Club on Friday, you heard me say something that I had never said before. What I said was on Friday that now I have changed my whole opinion on this thing. That I think that there is such a thing as love. I think that maybe people can be in love. I think that they can fall in love. I think it is not fake. I think it's not phony. I think it's not a bunch of baloney. I think it is a true state of mind. And what I think is I think that it doesn't have to be necessarily, it happens. You know, it just comes on you like a wave. Okay, now, why am I telling you all this? Okay, here's why. Because on Friday, when we were having this conversation on love, which started with a couple being the longest married couple in the history of the world. I think they were married 80 years or something like that. That's why we started telling this story. And that's how we got into the love conversation on Friday. And I had changed. I said, well, you know what? I think people can be in love. Okay. Say all that to say this. Now, after we were having that conversation on Friday on the air, Charlie asked me if it was something like, had I been in love or could I fall in love or I'll find somebody or something like that. And I just made the joke. I said, well, you know, who could put up with me for years and years and years? There's just no possible way. Okay. Now, this was a bit of a... what would you call it? It wasn't a lie, but it was kind of a fib. Let's use a nice term. It was a fib. I told a little fib. Now, here's why my opinion on love at this current time has changed. Because, see, and this is even a hard thing for me to admit, but I figure I'll do it with you, you know, right here. We'll just get it out of the way. Here's what I think. I think that I might be in love. Now, how about that? See, that's breaking news. Tear that out of the front page of the paper. Because I met somebody and I happen to think that she is very cool and there is something about her that I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. She is smart. She's funny. She's fun to be around. We have hung out together. She has a great laugh. She's got all these traits that most people do not have. And I think this has now led me to be in love. Now, see, think about that. Now, this could be a mental state. I don't know. See, because I was always against this. But now, breaking news, this is the point. I think I might be there. Now, the lucky thing is that we don't know if she's there or not. But it doesn't matter. Because now I've gotten it out of the way. Now I've admitted it. And it was good. I enjoy admitting this because I enjoy when I'm wrong. And I've now told you that I was wrong about the whole love thing after years and years and years. Because I think that I have found it. And it's unique in a way. Because the girl herself is unique. And I think that's how it happened. So, there you go. How about that? Now, I'm not going to say her name, because maybe she wouldn't want me to. You know, sometimes you don't want to be associated with that. But I will tell you this. I'll tell you this. Her name was actually something that first interested me in her, because she has a unique name, and I just thought it was one of the coolest things in the world. And who knows why things happen from her name. I mean, because you don't fall in love with somebody's name, but things grow out of that, and there you go. So how about that? And she dared me this morning that I would not talk about this on the air. But, you see, if I'll put an 1873 telephone on the air, I'll just do just about anything to kill time. So, there you have it. I no longer think love is a sham. Here we are in the holiday time. It is a person. It is a girl. It is somebody right now. And I think I have, you know, that particular emotion. Because she's very... I don't know. You know, this is what love is all about, I think. You can't define what it is about that person that makes it love and different from other people. But this person's definitely got it. And she's one of a kind, and how great she is. And I hope she's listening. And there you go. So you thought I wouldn't do it, but I did do it. Whoa! All right, everybody to the fire poles. Boy, that's getting annoying. All right, here we go. Let's take a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Do you get the warm fuzzy feeling?
Oh, yes. I got the warm fuzzies. I don't know what happened.
You're hooked.
I'm hooked. And it's awful because I've went on this rampage for years now about no love, and then all of a sudden this girl walks in. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, Jell-O.
Well, it happens. It happened to me 47 years ago.
47. Now, see, what was it that what got you hooked on 47 years ago?
That warm, fuzzy feeling. It just, you feel like it's, you want somebody you want to be with, and you know, spend your time with, and what have you, and do things with. So that's just the way it goes.
It is, and
it's different for everybody, but
well, and this girl is so unique. I have never met anybody like her. Smart, funny, attractive, just everything you would want in somebody. So, you know, I guess I'm hooked here.
Yep.
Right? I hope you're enjoying the show this morning, because this is the most hodgepodge show you'll ever hear in your life.
No, yesterday was.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty hodgepodge itself, wasn't it? Do you enjoy the old telephone?
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, yeah.
I did not hear that.
Well, maybe you'll catch a replay of it. That's a real humdinger this morning.
Is that the tall phone with the little hook on it, and you hang up the thing?
No, it's not quite that old. It's one of these old Bell phones that, you
dial?
Know. Yeah, it's
dial
kind
phone?
Of, what,
the I'm
push.
One at home.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the push button.
No, I'm talking about the rotary dial.
Oh, no, it's not rotary. It's a push button.
Well, that's newer than the rotary.
I know. I guess I've upgraded.
The push button came out in 1964.
Oh, so this is a 1964.
I was at the World's Fair in 1964, and they had a display set up there with the push buttons on the phone. So see how fast you can dial on this new phone. That was the latest technology.
Well, see, here well, I've got the late. See, well, what is that, 1964? So we're talking, nearly 60 years later. I've got the latest technology.
Well, I've got a rotary phone which precedes the push button.
Now, does it still work?
I don't have it hooked up.
Well, see,
the dial still works on it. Yeah.
I was afraid when I plugged this thing in today it would burst into flames.
No, they work.
It does work.
But
so
see, there was when the technology first came out, there was a switch on there that because not all the phone systems were hooked up to digital or to push button. It was still, you know, you could push the buttons, but it would still go like if you would ask a child today to dial a phone number on an old phone with numbers 1 through 0. They would look at it and say, "How? What do I do?"
That's right. Well, this phone is back from the 1964. That's a few moons ago.
Yeah, that was interesting at the 64 World's Fair.
Oh, that's
they had
interesting.
That display set up and see how fast you can dial with this new push button technology.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Good day. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, we've got 6 minutes left in the program. If anybody would like to call in, we have covered the waterfront, as they say this morning. We have talked about the weather, because everybody loves to talk about the weather, record-breaking, as it might be. We have pulled out the old antique telephone here, and we've learned that it works. We learned right on the air that it works. It's still working. The ringer is very loud, though. We have talked about... Oh, we've talked about love. How about that? See, it's like a Dr. Ruth type of thing here this morning. So if anybody has anything to say, I'm not going to go to any trivia questions this morning because we've only got 5 minutes left. But if anybody would like to call in, 7403. Oh, here we go. Yikes. I'm telling you, that phone. Whew, it's right in the face. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I got some new rotary phones I've had. I'll bring you a rotary phone.
A rotary
up there.
Phone?
Yeah, a rotary, like we used to have in the houses. Everybody had one.
Oh, I love it.
And I'll bring you a phone book. I think I got some extra ones around. That way you'll have one.
Yes, yes, you bring me a rotary phone and a telephone book, and we'll fill these 2 hours awful quick.
Okay. Another thing, you know, love's a great thing. We need more love in the world with people getting along. You know, and speaking the mind, being truthful about stuff, just like on movies and stuff, like Hollywood, I can't hardly watch that stuff anymore because so much of it is fake. And, you know, I don't like fakes.
No, we've got to have more love in the world. I think there's even a song. I don't know who sang it, but what the world needs now is love.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you on your love, and I'll bring that up, and you'll know it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, now we've got rotary phones on the way and a telephone book. I'll be dangerous now in the morning. If I have a rotary phone and a telephone book, watch yourself. There'll be all kinds of panic tomorrow morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. And we've got the antique phone hooked up here. And apparently we're going to get more antique because we're going to go back to the rotary. So you're going to hear me doing that swish one morning. Swish, click, 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 click. Swish, click, 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 click. Swish, click, 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 click. And then I'll also be leafing through the phone book. Oh, here we go. Clint Canterbury listens to this show. Clint, let's get this over at the firehouse. This is the way phones should be. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't know if you remember me or not, but when you were working in Sears, I went in and bought my only washer from you.
I do remember you, Barb. I remember you well.
Oh, you remember my name? I didn't think you remember my name.
I do.
While you were off the when you were off the air, we had the ID. Good morning. When they check the. What do they call the break in? Because you were on the air for about 5 minutes while they done that that commercial.
Oh, did something broke in?
It was the ID checking the.
The weather. So it was a weather ID came through.
It came in to check the I don't know what you call it. It's ID. So you were not on for a few minutes while they had that. I don't know what it was called.
It could have been one of those weather things. But hey, how is your golf? Are you still out playing golf, Barb?
Pardon?
Are you still out golfing?
No, I haven't golfed for a long time. I gave them away.
Oh, my. You were quite the golfer in your day.
No, I wasn't. I hit the ball.
Well, Barb, Jeff Ruth is going to be with me Friday morning from 8 to 10, so I hope you listen Friday.
I will. I owe him a meal. He had a birthday the same week his dad died, and I was going to take him out.
Oh.
So I'm going to owe him a birthday dinner.
Well, yeah, definitely. Listen Friday and call in, and well, listen every day. And it's good.
Are you really going to leave there, Marion, Ohio?
Well, I don't know. If they give me a part in the movie, I'll probably leave, but they haven't called yet.
You have so many people that you call the noted people, like in California, that give you such good comments about how well you, talk to people.
I know. I've been lucky that way. I've gotten awful lucky with those people.
And I'm glad you found somebody to love, because that means a lot to have somebody to talk to.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Barb, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for listening.
God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Barb Fleming, a great, boy, she goes back to the WMRN days with me. And she was a good golfer. Don't let her fool you. She was a good golfer. Maybe even a great golfer. I don't know what her handicap was, but we'll ask Jeff Ruth, because I think he went golfing with her a few times, and we'll talk about what Barb's golf game was really like, and I know it was pretty darn good. All right, whoa, here we go. All of a sudden it's, I feel like, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
The guy that's bringing you the rotary phone, have him show you how to use it, because you're a millennial. And you've never seen one, probably.
I'm right on the cusp. I don't. What is it? What is before a millennial? Because I might be that thing.
I think that's 30 and under.
30 and under. Well, then I'm not a millennial, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
So what is before a millennial?
What before millennial?
Yeah.
The Generation X or Generation Y, one of the two.
Well, I could be Generation Y, because I ask Y a lot.
There you go. But make sure he explains how to use that, because like I told you, if you know a young person today, you hand them that phone, tell them to dial it, they're not going to know what to do.
I know, it's going to be trouble. You'll have to tune in tomorrow. You know, Days of Our Lives just went off the air. The big soap opera Days of Our Lives it's going off the air this month. So now this is the continuing saga of the Days of Our Lives, if I can use
there
a telephone every morning. Thank you. Bye-bye. We can probably get one more call in here. Scare us half to death. I'm going to have to disconnect this phone. Charlie doesn't want to use this phone. Charlie will be on, by the way. Charlie Evers, the broadcasting legend here in Marion. 10:10 to 12 noon. Glenn Coble, 12:10 to 1 p.m. What a great show he has. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 to 7 p.m. All right, I'm done for the day. I don't think we're going to get one more call. This phone's not going to ring and scare me half to death again. 740-383-9944. And again, Ruth Haas, Longtime listener. I know she was listening last week. Passed away Monday at the age of 83. A unique voice. One of our radio family members here. And we'll miss Ruth. So God bless you, Ruth. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm done for the day. Come back tomorrow, but stay tuned for Charlie. It's true.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. At issues of the day, going on and look at them in a biblical perspective.